Welcome to the Off the Wall Museum. I'm Rain Pulkowski, and I'm here with your wonderful co-host, Lucas Brewer.
Hello.
And if you're here to listen to something a little weird, extremely interesting, or just plain bizarre, today we are going to talk about the crazy ambitions of Soviet Russia.
Soviet Russia?
The deepest hole humanity has ever dug.
Ooh. I've heard a little bit about this,
actually. Oh, really?
I have. Okay.
So the Kola Peninsula in the depths of the Arctic Ocean may seem like a perfect winter wonderland on the outside, but there lies...
I don't think it does.
You don't?
It's like probably negative 50, man.
It's a winter wonderland, you know? Yeah, like, you know, like the North Pole, like Santa.
Santa's not real. Sorry to spoil it for you, Rain, but yeah, he's made up.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry, yes. Yep.
All right. Okay, anyways, it may seem like a winter wonderland on the outside, but therein lies a now-abandoned Soviet scientific research station. And inside, a heavy, rusting metal cap bolted into the floor. This hole is known as the Kola Superdeep Bore Hole, the deepest man-made hole on Earth and deepest artificial point on Earth at 40,230 feet deep, or 12.2 kilometers.
Miles, please. So
it's 7.58 miles.
Okay. So it's a deep freaking hole, is what you're saying.
It's pretty deep, yeah.
That's cool.
It took the Russians about 20 years to drill this far. But even after all that time, the drilling only made it to about one-third of the way through the crust to the Earth's upper mantle. And that is insane to me because right. There's five layers of the Earth.
There are.
There's the crust, which is like a super thin layer of the
Earth.
Very
thin.
Yeah, because the crust is only about 25 miles, 40 kilometers thick. And then after that, there is an 1,800-mile deep mantle before reaching the center of the Earth. And that mantle's made up of the upper mantle, the mantle, and the outer core, the inner core. That's what the rest of the layers of the Earth is. But the fact that it took them 20 years to drill that far, and they didn't even make it to halfway through the crust.
That's crazy.
It's just...
It just puts into perspective how...
How small we are.
Right, or how big the Earth is. That's what I was
going to
say.
Yeah, you know, same thing.
Yeah, sure.
So the project was eventually stopped amidst everything that was going on at the time in Soviet Russia. But this was a race for some reason during the Cold War.
We had the space race. Now we have the, I don't know.
Well, this actually happened before the space race.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, I mean, it continued throughout the space race as well. But
it was kind of put on the back burner. We're like, oh,
yeah,
we're not going to do anything too impressive down there. You know.
So it was a huge race between the superpowers, so Soviet Russia, the US, and Germany. And they all wanted to be the first to reach the mantle of the Earth and competed to drill as deep into the Earth as possible for whatever
just
reason.
Just have fun. It's just like teenagers trying to show off. They always one up each
look
other.
Look how deep I can drill. The Soviets claimed when they were drilling to have found water deep down, which no one believed because there has been this common understanding that the crust got so dense by 5 kilometers deep that water could not soak through it. And there was also this thing about Russia withholding their data from competitors, so they were just like, I don't believe that, you know? Right. But it was actually true. They also found lots of resource minerals, microscopic plankton fossils at 6,700 meters, and gas release at all depths, but most peculiarly, a large quantity of hydrogen gas.
That's poisonous? No, that's not right. That's carbon... I don't know what I'm saying.
Carbon monoxide is poisonous.
Right. I thought, like, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I'm not a chemist.
Me neither. Obviously.
The drilling mud that flowed out of the hole was described as boiling with hydrogen. But actually, now after all this time, Japan wants to try to drill into the mantle themselves now. Their goal is to get actual samples of the mantle as it exists currently.
Hmm.
Because the only scientific examples we have of the mantle are, like, from millions of years ago.
Right, because it rises up.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess there's a point to it.
What's the point? Who cares if they have a piece of the mantle?
To know about the Earth, what it's made of. And...
Spoiler alert, it's a rock. Who cares? We got that stuff up here. We don't, you know, just a waste of time.
Yeah.
All right. Well
you know.
So this is going on now, like Japan. Is it the same hole?
As of 2019.
Different hole? Same hole?
I guess Japan's doing their own hole.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. How wide?
The Russian borehole was only about like 9 inches in diameter, so.
Oh, so you're going to go down there?
No.
How do they get stuff back up?
But it's just funny because you hear all these stories on like YouTube and social media of like, oh, I went down into the borehole, and I'm like, oh, you must be like an elf.
Must be 9 inches tall.
Like, wow. But anyways, there was the U.S. who in the late 1950s, they were actually the first ones to start this project.
Okay.
Started their project called Project Mohole, and they decided to drill through the Pacific Ocean floor since the crust is thinner there.
Right.
The only problem with that is that you have to, like, go deep into the ocean to get to that crust.
Which is not fun.
No, that honestly probably makes it more difficult,
There's a lot of pressure down there, you know?
Then there was Germany in 1990, who began in Bavaria and drilled to 5.6 miles, or 9 kilometers deep. And then the Soviets, who are in the spotlight today, started their drilling in 1970 and stopped in 1992 when the temperatures reached 180 degrees Celsius or 356 degrees Fahrenheit.
Pretty darn hot.
Yeah, it was twice the temperature that was expected at that depth. Drilling at this point was no longer possible. But here is where it gets weird. Lotte Greven, a Dutch artist, took a microphone protected by a thermal shield and lowered it down the German borehole. It picked up a deep rumbling sound that scientists had no idea what it was and they couldn't explain it. Apparently, the sound made her feel very small and was extremely haunting.
Hmm.
Many people thought it sounded like hell.
Oh, maybe.
But the Soviet borehole was something especially strange. And most people call it the entrance to hell. They claimed that the well hit a hollow cavity and extremely hot temperatures. Scientists lowered a microphone down this borehole as well and heard, quote, the agonized screams of millions of burning souls.
Poor guys.
After experiencing this, many of these scientists immediately repented and joined the fundamentalist movement. Others ran away from the site and went insane.
They went insane.
Yeah.
They just went mad.
I guess they...
Over hearing that sound.
I mean, if that was a true experience and you have that kind of experience, I'd be pretty scared.
Don't you think there's just a better explanation? Like, it's probably not hell in this, you know...
All right.
It's probably just a whistle.
A whistle.
Maybe a couple whistles. That's just what they're hearing.
A whistle?
Yeah. Maybe a whistle.
That deep in the earth? What?
They dug down. Air's going down there now. Makes a whistle noise.
I am aware.
I just solved it.
A good handful of people actually believed the drilling project stopped because of Satan himself.
Satan was like, this is a no-go. He's like, no can do. Listen, no drilling holes, all right? Not in my territory.
I mean, I'm just saying, though, like...
It's a possibility.
If we drilled all the way down to hell, Satan might want to, like, check his security systems, because, like, that seems a little too easy.
Yeah, I mean, why would you want to go there in the first place, though? Right?
It's like, yeah.
You're not going to go there on a tour. It's like, you know...
The story about Satan and all of this was published in 1990 by a group of Pentecostal Christians in Finland for a newspaper called Eminusastia. I can't pronounce that.
That sounds all right. You got it.
Eminusastia.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever. Man. Anyways, the story was spread by the Trinity Broadcasting Network in the United States using the story as proof that hell exists. And with their trusted reporting and practice style, people became convinced that Russia literally opened a door to the underworld. But, you know, this entire story about the super hot cavern and the screams of tortured souls thing is all unverified.
Well, I mean, I think it's safe to say there's like a, you know, 60% chance that that's, you know.
60? You give it 60.
60% chance that it is probably hell. I mean, come on, let's be, it's hell down there. They dug into hell.
Who knows if they actually did break into a hollowed section of the earth.
Or hell. It's up in the air, folks.
Who knows what any of that was, you know? It's still kind of unexplained. But the rumors in the urban legend that spread quickly by the newspapers and broadcasting networks did happen. And it created a frenzy, to say the least.
Right.
I also found a story on some sketchy website about how these Russian scientists discovered Noah's flood water at the bottom of this borehole. That the, quote, impossible water they found super deep was the water that existed during the biblical story of Noah's Ark. And these waters drained into this subterranean sinkhole. Some Christians believe the discovery of this water so far below ground that it explains and gives credence to the flood story, not as an allegory, but as a historical event. Now, to be honest, I'm not quite sure how the water directly correlates and proves the existence of the flood.
Yeah, not really. There's water everywhere, I mean.
I mean, there wasn't any explanation on the website.
Seems legit.
I thought I was going to get a virus on that website, I swear. But, you know, I mean, it's still, like, an interesting thought, nonetheless. Because, yeah. Like, I'm not going to diss that, you know?
No.
But I do think it's cool that we discovered water in a part of the world where none of us believed it was even possible to exist. But at the same time, just because we were initially wrong about water being able to permeate that part of the crust doesn't automatically prove the flood. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's a reach saying that it was, you know, Noah's flood
or whatever. Maybe I'm not connecting something there.
No, I think they're making a reach. There's really nothing to connect besides water. That's it, just
maybe,
water.
Maybe somehow that's how it works.
They found an
with
ark
time.
Down there?
No, I just... Like, with time, does water permeate into the crust? I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm not a scientist.
I'm not an environmental scientist,
so I don't know.
It's still interesting, though. You know, I do find it intriguing,
It's like a 90% chance that it's Noah's flood.
I mean, it doesn't disprove it.
Doesn't disprove it. You're right.
But it doesn't prove it.
No, it doesn't quite prove it. It's still fun to theorize about it.
Yeah, no, I agree. So... We got the weird recorded sound in the German borehole, and we got all the crazy stuff going on with the Russian borehole, but these deep drills aren't the only ones ridden with tales of demons in hell.
Oh, no.
An oil field in Fairbanks, Alaska, in fact, was reported to have allowed Satan to climb out of hell and onto the face of the earth after they had drilled too deep into the earth.
That seems legit to me.
No, I mean, I don't...
Is there photo evidence of...
I don't mess with Satan.
No.
But, like...
He's not one to mess with.
John Merritt, an alleged worker with the oil company there. Keep that in mind, because apparently we don't even know for sure whether or not he actually worked there.
Right.
But...
Random guy.
But this guy said, quote, "If I had not seen it with my own eyes, I would not believe it. The giant demon head of Satan has already escaped and his body has been slowly coming out for weeks. White hot flames are billowing out of the well, the skies have darkened by strange clouds, and the area is full of an evil stench so oppressive and overpowering that most people can only stand to remain there for a few minutes." But, you know, ignoring the fact that we don't know for sure if he worked there. He probably worked there, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
But regardless, you know, that's some scary stuff.
Some actual proof there, too, of Satan coming out. So, scary stuff. Satan.
What?
Scary, man. Some guy.
Anyways.
Some guy claimed to see Satan's head, so.
Well, you know, it is scary, because especially with the Russian borehole, the fact that there were multiple accounts of people hearing screams or unexplained sounds coming from the well, and that multiple people went insane... There's just something particularly eerie and unsettling about it, regardless of what you believe, I think.
Sure.
You don't think so?
I mean, I like these type of things. I don't believe it. I don't think it's a poor, you know, they drilled to hell.
Right.
But I think it's interesting nonetheless. It's interesting how people
I don't believe
went straight
that,
to hell.
Like, I don't believe that places like hell and heaven are reachable.
Right.
I feel like they're in a different dimension. Maybe I'm ignorant.
Listen, we got planes in the sky. Why haven't we seen heaven, you know?
I mean, you know, I don't know. I may be ignorant, I'm uneducated, but, you know, as far as what I believe currently, I feel like they're kind of not here, you know? It's not tangible, it's not reachable.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
I gotcha, yeah.
Yeah.
And the drilling and the hell just don't correlate.
The funniest thing about researching this topic for me was that so many people like to think that the project got sealed up because of these supposed horrors when digging. And, I mean, maybe it was.
Let me guess. They ran out of money.
Yes.
I knew it. I knew it.
You know, the logistics of it was. Not only was there a big political turmoil happening at the time with Russia, but this was an extremely expensive project that they just could no longer fund.
Makes sense.
I mean, because of how deep and hot it was. And also due to the fact that they had to keep the drilling as straight as possible, which is harder than you think. They had to invent the technology as they went, on the spot. So it was like, you know, with space exploration where they had to invent the stuff as they were going. But, you know, it which was not only extremely difficult, but extremely time-consuming. And, I mean, I guess the positive that came out of this was that they actually created technology that revolutionized drilling in the oil industry. So there was benefit that came out of this, whatever this was.
That's great for the environment, yeah. Real positive there.
You know,
some things came out of it, right.
As it, you know, they also discovered more about the crust, of course.
Yes.
So, you know, because they found out stuff that they didn't know about, like the water.
Some rocks that they...
Clearly.
That we needed to know about for some reason.
But it became more of a burden than a benefit.
I can see why.
Obviously, the deeper they went, the harder it became to operate a drill that big and have it spin at a high enough speed to actually drill through the ground. Also, not melt, which is probably the biggest reason the project stopped. You know, like I mentioned before, the temperatures got hotter a lot quicker than they expected, 356 degrees Fahrenheit. At that point, it was just literally not possible to drill. So, I wonder what, like... Everybody was thinking when they're like, oh, this is where my government, all my taxes are going towards.
I know, right?
Drilling into the ground. Why?
I wonder if people knew about it. Like if it was like...
Like secret?
Yeah. I bet it was secret. Like,
well, it's a big tourist attraction now.
Right.
I'm not quite sure why anybody would want to go to an abandoned place, like in the middle of nowhere in the Arctic Circle, just to stare at a metal cap in the ground. You don't even see the hole.
That's so fun.
It's covered. So
it could be a hoax. Maybe there's no hole.
I don't understand what the point would be to go there.
There's no point. Maybe like...
You're like, oh yeah, hey, guess what? I saw the borehole, but I didn't actually see it. It had a cap on it.
It had a freaking cap on it, dude. It was sick. It was like metal on top, but it was still cool.
But anyways, after learning about all of this, whatever... You could even call it.
Right.
What are your final thoughts?
I think it's interesting to learn about things that the government has wasted money on in the past. Even us, you know.
Well, the U.S. did it too.
Right. So.
And they stopped the project, I think, because of the same reasons that it got too expensive. And.
Which makes sense. I wonder where you said this.
The Pacific Ocean off the coast of Mexico and.
Yeah, so it just seems like a big time waste and money down the. Drain.
Yeah.
Or down
I get it.
The hole. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Hopefully they got it.
Well, anyways, I think that is about it for today's episode of Off the Wall Museum. Thank you guys so much for giving us a listen. Lucas and I really appreciate
it. Yes, we do.
I hope that you all enjoy the story, and I hope that you found this episode interestingly weird. Thanks for tuning in. This has been me, your host, Rain Pulkowski.
And Lucas Brewer.
And we can't wait to see you in the next one. Stay weird.